Those cuts in last year's budget to legal and community aid are starting to hit home right across regional Australia. In far west New South Wales, the Community Legal Centre based in Broken Hill has just lost four of its seven employees. They've resigned ahead of the funding cuts, which will take effect from the 30th of June. The Far West Community Legal Centre has been forced to slash its caseload too, turning away new clients and cancelling outreach programs in places like Wilkenya and Menindee, where the need for their services is great. All up, more than $40 million will be chopped from the legal assistance legal aid sector, with critics warn that will affect the most vulnerable in our society, particularly women and children who are largely the victims of community violence. Recently on Background Briefing, it featured the work carried out by community legal centres helping women like Rebecca when they attend court to seek apprehended violence orders.
I'm just scared of him. I'm that scared of him. I'm shaking now because he's just a psycho. He's so unpredictable, and now he's addicted to ice as well. And it's, well, he probably was the whole time we were together, and that's why he's the way he is. I don't know, but God, I just, like, I'm actually, like, thinking maybe I should just go home and just forget about it. I really don't want to go in there when he's in there.
That's Rebecca and family violence solicitor Kim Hubbard on a recent episode of Background Briefing. Well, Kim Hubbard is one of those who's just been announced that her position has gone due to the cuts. Tracy Willow is the CEO of the Far West Community Legal Centre. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Just hearing Rebecca there and her obvious distress at dealing with a violent partner, is that kind of issue, is Rebecca typical of the people, the clients that Far West Community Legal Centre deals with?
There are so many Rebeccas in our community, and it's terrifying. Every day we have women coming to us who they need support and advocacy, and certainly we have some services in Broken Hill that do that, but they also need legal advice, and they need to know how to work with the system and you know, get around the system and understand the system. And that's what we provide.
And you provide it to a vast area of Western New South Wales, don't you?
Yeah, a third of the state.
So a third of the state you're providing those kind of services. You've now had a cut to your budgets in the last May budget. How much money was cut?
A total of $380,000, so $190,000 in this next financial year and then $190,000 in the following.
And so that's not a big sum of money, really. What sort of size of money is it in comparison to the rest of your budget?
Well, it means that a really effective, strong organisation is going to become a second-rate legal service that just does mostly some advice and mostly information and referral.
So that sum of money, $190,000 a year, that's resulted in you having, over the weekend, announced that four of your seven staff have resigned. Is that right?
That's right.
So because of that $190,000, you can't afford to pay four staff, including yourself.
Well, that's exactly right. The reality for us is that we're the only generalist community legal centre in remote New South Wales. We have currently three solicitors, but come 1 July, we'll have maybe one junior solicitor, and we'll have one principal solicitor, but that principal solicitor will mostly also be the operations manager. She'll be overseeing the contracts for three services that we auspice. She or he, because we'll have to advertise who they are, will also be fighting for funding and maybe trying to do some outreach. I don't think they'll have time for that. And
this is one junior legal. This is one junior solicitor.
Yeah, so really, one junior solicitor is going to be, their workload will triple.
What is the workload now in terms of appearances, of the number of, I think by and large, women and children who you represent in the court? For instance, what proportion of family legal matters do you put forward, say, in the Federal Circuit Court?
Okay, well, that's a really important question, because I just looked at the figures for the 1st of October last year to now, and that work with family law and children and family and domestic violence accounts for 57% of our work.
And how many cases, do you know? Any idea?
Yeah, we've seen in that short period 314 clients.
In how long?
From the 1st of October last year to now.
Okay.
So relatively,
314 clients?
Yeah, and 402 different matters.
And how many of those matters? 57% are family law.
That's right.
Family law. If now
and,
that,
and can I say, Fran, 33% of our clients in that period are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander.
With the being reduced to one junior solicitor, what's going to happen to all those clients and all those matters?
Well,
who will look after them? Because there's not legal aid in Broken Hill, is there?
Well, we have a fly-in service twice a month. One of them is a family lawyer that comes overnight and provides advice, not representation and not casework. We have an Aboriginal family violence, and certainly they might be able to see some of those women, but of course there's always conflict of interest. So we provide a second service to them in terms of if women or men who experience family violence can't get a service, they'll be referred to us. There are two private practices that offer legal aid, but the criteria for legal aid has tightened amazingly. So I don't know where they're going to go. That's what our real issue is.
If they can't go anywhere, if there is no lawyer to help, what will happen to the women who would have come to you after experiencing family violence?
Well, it's probably what's happening right now. We have two important services in our community, the Women's Domestic Violence Court Advocacy and also the Staying Home Leaving Violence. We're a revolving door for them because they bring their clients in every day knowing they will get immediate legal advice, and that's what happens here. But after 1 July, well, maybe some women might get some legal advice. Otherwise, we'll be getting women on the phone to talk to someone in Sydney to try to have a conversation and work through these issues. Certainly, they'll hear the legal information, but in relation to the trauma, I don't think it's always easy to convey on a telephone.
From your experience, will women be discouraged from reporting because there's not
Absolutely.
Someone there on the street corner?
Can I just say, this is not Sydney, this is Broken Hill. For women to tell their story, to break the silence in rural New South Wales is huge. It's really hard to do. You're actually really visible. I mean, you only have to go to the court when it's list days. Everyone knows who's going to court. You know, it's often easy to work out why people are there. For women, if they know they're not going to get the support they need, they'll get the advocacy support, but they're not going to get the legal support. And certainly, the police will deal with lots of matters. But for many women, they also need advice because they've not only got the domestic violence issue, they've got family law issues, like the fact that their child may have been abducted. And just in the last few months, we've seen a number of those out here.
Okay. It's 16 to 8. Tracy Willow is our guest. She's the CEO of the Far West Community Legal Centre in Broken Hill. But this is a story that's playing out in a number of legal centres across the country, particularly in rural and regional Australia. A report last night from Victoria's Mallee region on a similar thing. Tracy, just finally, the Abbott government said 2 weeks ago it wants to shine a light on the issue of family violence. It committed another $30 million for a national awareness campaign. Your local member there in Broken Hill is Federal Health Minister Susan Lee. Is she championing your cause to get your funding restored? Is there any sense that you might be able to save your centre, so to speak, by accessing that $30 million?
Well, she says she's talking to the Federal Attorney General. She says it's a state responsibility. The state says it's a federal responsibility, and we're caught in the middle.
Tracy Willow, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for your time.
Tracy Willow, the CEO of the Far West Community Legal Centre in Broken Hill.